You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. As we just heard, one of the pioneers of women's rights in California was Sarah Dix Hamlin. Decades before women had the right to vote in the United States, Hamlin purchased and became director of a school for girls in San Francisco's Pacific Heights neighborhood. It became known as the Hamlin School, designed to educate girls to meet the challenges of their time. KALW's Angela Johnston takes us on a tour of the 150-year-old school to find out how they're fulfilling that mission today.
So you're making a shape, and would that be in the printer?
Yeah, so you would build like a square like this, and then you can use this up tool and like move it up.
And so Callie Jones is showing me how to 3D print a tiny yellow chess piece. She designed it herself on a computer. It's her second day in the 3D printing club, and she's already a pro.
And so it just starts to build up and up and up until you make the figure that it's printing.
Jones is a sixth grader at the Hamlin School, one of the oldest K-8 girls' schools in San Francisco. But you can almost forget that history, given the high-tech toys these girls get to play with.
It's just so cool to see how far technology has come from just like a little paper printer.
This tiny 3D printer tucked away behind wooden doors in this ornate historical mansion symbolizes how this 150-year-old girls' school has transformed over the past two centuries. It has managed to embrace the future while keeping with tradition.
So upstairs we have classrooms mostly for 7th and 8th grade.
Lisa Aquino is Hamlin's admissions officer.
I'm also a graduate, class of 1981. Also a parent of an alum who graduated last year. Also, two siblings came through with me.
She gives me a tour of the school's three buildings. We peek into biology labs, rooftop courts with stunning views of the bay, dance studios, and old living rooms that now house books and desks. The school has kept many of the mansion's original 19th century Edwardian touches. High ceilings with wood moldings, chandeliers, and dozens of staircases.
Of course, we have elevators as well. But our girls have very strong hearts and strong legs.
We continue up the stairs to meet Wanda Holland Green, the head of school.
A lot of people associate the Hamlin School of today with this building on Broadway, one of the beautiful flood mansions, when in fact Hamlin is a key concept in many ways as much as it is a school.
A concept and core philosophy that Holland Green says has remained the same since the 1890s, even though the school itself has changed over the years. The philosophy can be traced back to the school's founder, Sarah Dix Hamlin.
She was an audacious woman. She was one of the first women to attend the University of Michigan. And she could be found, even as a young girl, debating political issues of the time with men, thinking about women's rights and our place in the world.
After traveling and teaching around the world, Sarah Dix Hamlin moved to the West Coast.
And she decided that she would set up her school here in California. And she acquired the Van Ness Seminary, which dates back to 1863. And she says, you know what? I will establish a place for girls and women to be educated to meet the challenges of their time.
The school has since moved buildings, and the challenges have also changed. For example, today only 1 in 7 engineers are female, and women hold less than a third of computer science jobs. So Hamlin has a huge focus on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. It recently added the 3D printing club, robotics in 2nd grade, and coding class in 5th grade.
Our youngest girls at Hamlin walk into their science classroom and they put on a lab coat because they need to imagine themselves as a doctor and as a person who can program robots.
But these opportunities come at a cost. Hamlin's tuition is almost $30,000 a year. That's almost three times as much as California spends per student per year in the public school system. Holland Green acknowledges that this is a huge challenge for Hamline in terms of access and diversity.
By definition, a tuition-charging school is going to slice a certain part of the population and become exclusive. So the question is, how do you embrace that reality and then work very hard to make sure that you don't also become self-absorbed and separate from the world in which you reside?
So over the past 6 years as head of school, Holland Green increased outreach and scholarships to low-income students.
Well over 40% of the students at Hamline are not white. Almost half of the new kindergarten class are girls of color.
Holland Green says what keeps her hopeful is the school's ability to stay true to Sarah Dix Hamline's vision. One morning, I joined the students on a school-wide field trip to a nearby park. Through games, they learn about water molecules, drought-resistant plants, and how they can conserve water at home. During a break, fourth grader Virginia Bonnie tells me what she loves about her school.
We just learn so much, and it's all in a fun way. Like, we have activities where we learn even when we don't really notice it.
Learning without even noticing it. A sign of progress for girls' education and something the Hamline School will strive to bring to girls for the next 150 years. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.